Hi guys, Stella Cafe here and welcome to day 23. Oh my god guys, I am so excited because as you know already, today is my birthday. I'll be 28 today and I am so excited. I'm so grateful for how far God has brought me, and most importantly, I am so grateful to have been able to share my favorite Bible verses for the past 23 days to every one of you and you listening. I'm so grateful that I've been able to touch lives. I'm so grateful that at least one person has been encouraged and blessed by it. And it feels really, I don't know the word to use, it feels really delightful. Yeah, delightful. I've always been someone who wants to share my voice, and this podcast has given me the opportunity to do just that. And without all of you listening, I would have not been able to do that. Okay, enough of the mushy talk. Today is the last day in the favorite Bible verses series. If you are listening right now, please, I just want you to send me what episode was your favorite in the whole 23 days. And what you learned more from the whole series. What was the thing that spoke to you more? What Bible verse did I share that you're really going to be holding on to throughout the year? Well, I love today's Bible verse that I'll be sharing, and it just seems like the perfect verse to crown this whole series. And it's one of my favorite Bible verses of all times that I love saying. It's one of my favorite captions as well. And yes, it is one of the verses that has held me strong, especially in this year. And it is Proverbs 31 verse 25, which says that she is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. Three words there. Okay, maybe four words there. Strength, dignity, and without fear. If you remember clearly, when I started this podcast in January 2021, one of the core mantra or the core words I always used to say at the close of each episode was that you all should stay strong and courageous, because there's something about strength. There's something about going on no matter the circumstances, no matter the challenges. I strongly believe that every one of us have strength in us, and we even have more strength as Christians, because the Bible talks about how with God all things are possible, and that with God we can do all things. Like, it is God who works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So sometimes when I feel like I don't have the strength to be able to do all the things I need to do and achieve all the dreams I want to achieve, I remember the Proverbs 31 woman, and I know that she cannot be no more different than me. I have the Holy Spirit working in me. And if the Bible talks about the Proverbs 31 woman, that she was clothed with strength and dignity, then I ought to be as well. I ought to be as well. Another word I love there is dignity. Dignity. When I think of the word dignity, I think of the word standing tall as a queen. Not allowing life's challenges to be able to weigh you down, not compromising, and being a woman of integrity, being a woman of truth, a woman of truth. And then the third word there, which I love so much, is without fear. As you all know, like I always say, I'm someone who is always scared, but this year has shown me that fear really has no place in me, and that if I have God in me, fear cannot dwell in me. Now, this doesn't mean that there are some times that I won't be scared. It doesn't mean that there are some times that I won't have fear of the future or anything. But because I am someone that is filled with so much strength, I can boldly laugh without fear of the future. I should not be anxious about what does the future hold, will everything be okay. Yes, those are good questions to worry about, but if I keep on doing what I am doing right now, if I keep on allowing God's word to direct me, and if I keep on putting the time, the effort, and everything, the dedication that needs to be done, then obviously I do not need to be scared of the future. I love the Proverbs 31 woman because, you know, when you read about her in this book of Proverbs chapter 31, you see clearly how the Bible talks about how she wasn't a woman who was lazy. She was hardworking. She bought land. She was making a lot of investments. And this is the kind of woman I want to be. This is the kind of lady I want to be. The Bible talks about how a husband is known at the gates of the city because they know her. And I want to be someone who would make my mark on earth. I want to be someone whose voice will be recognized. Sometimes I have these big dreams that I guess from now my podcast would grow so big, or I would like be like a spoken word artist or a singer, and people would literally just hear my voice and be like, oh, that's Stella, like without them having to see my face or something. And you know, it's easy for us to feel like most of these dreams will come to pass, but the truth is it will, and they will. We are going to be so much more than anything we can ever imagine, because you know, like the verse I shared, which day was that? I can't remember the day, that talks about that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think of or even imagine. So yes, I'm also going to be holding on to this scripture this year, that she is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. In this case, this would be me. I'm going to remind myself that I am clothed with strength, that I am clothed with dignity, and I want you to also remember that you are clothed with strength, you are clothed with dignity. You should laugh without fear of the future, because you can do this. We can win. We can do whatever we set our mind to do, and we got. We are definitely an overcomer. So yeah guys, happy birthday to me. If you want to send me a birthday message, you can send me a message at stellacafe@gmail.com, or you could send me a message on my Instagram at stella_cafe. Cafe spelled as K-E-F-E, which you should probably know by the way. So this marks the end of the Favorite Bible Verses series. Thank you, and thank you so much for being a part of this. Like I said earlier, please do let me know which Bible verse you love the most. What was one word, sentence, anything I said that stood out to you more. And do let me know if you've been blessed by this series. Bye, and speak to you some other time. Oh. Stay strong and courageous. Love you.